Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 8:15 a.m. here in Talcherry and recording this podcast for the 20th of April. It's been a great day, I would say, meeting a lot of people, learning a lot of things, and the best part is running, right? So Riaz, who I've been running with in Manipal, was also here. So he stays in a place called Pinarayi. And he was kind enough to come to my place, that's in Talcherry. That's nearly 15 kilometers from his place. And we both planned to go for a short run and a breakfast meet. So that was the plan. I met him around at 5:30, because again, you know, these are inroads, so finding the exact GPS location is sometimes challenging. But my father-in-law was also there, so he was able to help Riaz to come to this place called as Malabar Cancer Center, and we walked up to that place. And from there, Riaz took me to this Mulumpandari beach. Mulumpandari, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a beach where it's a drive-in beach where you can actually take your car and drive along the beach. It's one of the rarest beaches in the world where you can actually take your vehicle inside. So we went there for a run. We reached there around at 6:10-ish, and we did a 15-minute run, approximately around 6.5 kilometers. It was an easy run, walk run, chatty run. Of course, the topic is about spirituality and karmas and your lives and all that stuff. So, interesting discussion. So, we had this talk, and then finally, we were pretty hungry also. And so, he said, okay, he's going to take us to a place where he was having, used to go to this place when he was young also. So it's a Tattakada, and he was not expecting it to be open, but recently saw that it's open. So while we were on the way, we met a few of his friends and we checked whether we can get some fresh kallu or toddy that is there. Then after a few attempts, he found one of his friends who's having fresh toddy. So we went to his place and the guy was just climbing up the coconut, and he just came down with some fresh toddy, which is not too intoxicating. It was not fully fermented, but just fermented enough to give a tingy flavor. So, had toddy, and then we left for this restaurant. I would not say restaurant, it's called as a Tattakada. It's a small eatery shop. I know all in Kerala, most of the eatery shops are small, specifically where you get these beautiful, lovely, tasty breakfast. So I went there, and then we had parota and fish curry and fish fry also. I took one cup of chai and then another cup of coffee just to taste how it is. And then we had one puttu also. So puttu, I usually have it with nendaparam. So, Riaz had one nendaparam, so I had it with that. And by the time we finished our breakfast, it was around 8:15-ish or so. We also had a good conversation and talk with a few of the cops who were, guarding Pinarayi's house. So Pinarayi's house is just, I would say, maybe 200 meters from this Tattakada. So we had some interesting discussions with them, and then we left from. He dropped me to this bus stand, which is just close by. I sat in the bus and I was saying, okay, wow, great. I took the ticket. It was 18 rupees to the Talcherry new bus stand. And then suddenly I realized that my torch and bottle is left in he has a sticky. So I was about to call him, and then you know the bus stopped for one of the stops, and I saw Riaz just standing right there, you know, with the bottle and the torch, and he gave that to me. So I was quite happy, you know. I mean, I was just about to call him and tell him to keep it with himself, you know, and I would collect it from Udupi. But you know, things worked in such a way that he just was there and he gave it to me. So that done, I reached the new bus stand, I think it's around 8:45 or so, and then took a rickshaw from there to home. And I was back home by around 9 o'clock, 9:05 maximum. So that was how my morning went by. Pretty interesting, I would say. Lovely running along the beach, having fresh toddy, fish curry and parota for breakfast. You know, usually we don't have non-veg for breakfast, but all these things are quite different, right? I really experience the real essence of the nature, Kerala, everything. You know, the best of everything, you can say. That was it. And then after coming back home, I had to work on a few things. So reviews and connects, everything. That got done, and then I was planning to play with the kids. So played with the kids for some time, for an hour or so, and then at around I was skipping breakfast, so there was I was directly going to have a dinner, because I already had this very early breakfast along with Riaz. Then at around 2:30, I did my strength training exercise, and at around 3:30, we got ready to go to this place called Mondal. Mondal is a place where it's backwaters are there, and they have houseboats and you know everything. So we just wanted to go there and just have a nice evening spent there. Before that, we had to visit one of our relatives, so we went there. You know, at around 4:35, we reached this place, the latest place, spent some 15-20 minutes there, had this mutapaf and one of the sweet dishes there, and then we headed for Mondal by the same auto cab that was there. And we reached Mondal, I think at around 5:45, it was about to sunset, and it was beautiful, you know, place. Just walked around for some time along with the kids. Seema's sister was there and her kids were there. She walked along the Mondal backwaters for some time, and then we headed back to the place where Seema's relative's house is there, where her relative is getting married. So there's always a function the day before the wedding. So we went there, met a few of our relatives, had some chatty time with them, and then at around 7:15, you know, they served dinner. So dinner was basically, you can say, ghee rice along with fish curry, some salad, and also there was achar. Yeah, those were things. So that was very simple food. So the celebrations were a bit muted, because the bride just lost her grandmother around 15-20 days back. So it was a very sober event. We came back, we left around 8 o'clock, 8:10 from that place, and you know, we just wanted to have some dessert, so we stopped at MRA Bakery for some ice cream, and then came back home at around 9 o'clock. By 9:30, 10, I was in bed, had a good sleep. So that's how my day went by. And of course, I am focusing on my mantra chakra meditation. So yesterday, the meditation was on the third eye. So the third eye chakra. Okay, so that was the thing, and I was chanting the beach mantra. So it was really nice. Felt quite calm. There were situations where I would normally, be a bit worked up, but I still maintained my calmness. So overall, a fantastic day, I would say. Can't ask for more, right? It's just enjoyable. I'm enjoying every moment of my day. So that's really, really nice. I'm looking forward for today's day. It started off well. Now let's see how it goes. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Take care. Om Shanti.